Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The NFL draft begins a week from Thursday. Ravens Liars luncheon is tomorrow. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Brian, thank you as always for joining us. So I'm going to start you with something I think I've asked you before, but time has passed. As we sit here right now, how confident are you that Mark Andrews is still a Raven at the end of Saturday, a week from Saturday?
Yeah, you know, look, this is going to be a popular topic all the way up through Thursday, I think. That said, look, I remain pretty confident. I think you have to look at John Harbaugh's words at the owners meeting saying he fully expects Andrews to be on the team this season. And look, I think there's validity to that. This is a guy who is an all-timer. He's still one of the best tight ends in the league. He's a security blanket for Lamar Jackson. We know that. And this is, you know, a roster that is largely, you know, one of the best rosters in the league. Sure, there's, you know, a couple of holes here and there and some depth issues and all of those sorts of things. But this is a team that everyone in the building expects to contend for Super Bowl. A lot of people outside the building expect to contend for Super Bowl. So I don't know how you go and trade Mark Andrews and upset that chemistry, that room, the talent level, whatever you want to call it, when you have this sort of roster. And, you know, look, if they were to get an offer they couldn't refuse, in the words of Michael Corleone, sure. You know, would you consider, you know, a draft pick and a third round draft pick and a player or something like that? Sure. Maybe that could entice them, but I'm just not sure I see that when Andrews is a player who's going to be a free agent at the end of this season. By all accounts, I don't really see the Ravens extending him at this point. Maybe they do, but that seems unlikely given the price tag and given likely behind him. So I don't know why a team would kind of bend over backwards to offer a deal the Ravens couldn't refuse. And I'm not sure the Ravens would move on for him unless they had that kind of offer.
Brian, given all of that, we know that Eric DaCosta loves having a ton of picks, and they have 11 picks this year. That being said, given the fact that this is already a really good roster, 11 rookies are not going to make this team this upcoming fall, could you see Eric DaCosta breaking tendency and maybe trading up in the first round?
You know, that's a thought that I explored earlier this offseason as well in a couple of different draft stories for the Baltimore Sun, and talking to folks, you know, both draft experts and folks kind of around the league. And look, I think it would be a surprise. I mean, one, to your point, it's not something he tends to do, does not tend to trade up in the first round. That's just not the Ravens' norm. Number two, this is a draft that's been touted as pretty deep at a number of positions really the Ravens could use. So, you know, what's the value really in trading up to get a guy, you know, that they feel like might be available when they pick at 27, or getting a guy that they're comfortable with, getting some of those mid-round players they think that they can build depth with and find some gems as they have in the past in the third and fourth rounds, fifth round. So, you know, to me, I'd be a little surprised if the Ravens traded up. You know, I don't see them trading up for an offensive lineman, for example. I think that was a question, you know, certainly if they had not been able to bring back Ronnie Stanley, sure, maybe you trade up for a left tackle that you can plug and play right away. But there's, you know, plenty of depth in this draft on the defensive line, at the edge, even at linebacker. So I just don't see them really making that kind of move to trade up.
We talked a lot about the linebacker position last week and in terms of different ways they could approach it in the draft. The whole Trenton Simpson, is he the guy, isn't he the guy? And then also Roquan Smith taking a pretty marked step back last year. And we look at the Lamar contract situation, and they're going to have to deal with that. They're going to have at least one receiver and maybe two, because Bateman looks like he might be a thing now that need to get fed in the, you know, in the next year or so. The Hamilton thing, maybe Linderbaum, maybe.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not like under that backdrop, how big of a deal do you think it is for Roquan Smith to look like a $20 million linebacker this year? Or could that be an area that a year from now they're just like, we can't, you know, we might have to recalibrate?
Yeah, look, I mean, Roquan Smith's deal runs through the 2027 season. You know, certainly if he were to kind of, you know, not continue to play to the standard, to your point, I think he would agree himself, took a step back this past year. Not that he had a terrible year, but not certainly the, I know he's voted All-Pro, yeah, but he certainly didn't play to the All-Pro level that he had been in previous years. So, look, I think that's a position they will address in the draft. Trenton Simpson's struggles have been well documented. That said, John Harbaugh expects him to take big step forward this year and be the starting early down inside linebacker alongside Roquan. So, you know, I look, and you guys know this better than I do. Certainly Patrick Queen had some struggles early on in his Ravens career and ended up being a pretty nice player, yep, for them, in the end for a few years. You know, I don't know that we'll get there with Trenton Simpson to that level, but you know, that's okay. If he's not quite to that level, I think everyone would agree Patrick Queen was pretty good, certainly benefited alongside, you know, playing alongside Roquan. So I do expect them to draft at the linebacker position, and I do think, you know, we'll look at Roquan Smith and, you know, all the money committed there in these next few years and figure out a plan because, you know, and from Roquan's standpoint, look, if he wants to get another similar contract that he got from the Ravens, $100 million, he knows that he's obviously going to have to improve his play from this past season. Look, do I think he will play better than he did last year? It's hard to think he won't, given just the body of work, you know, the rest of his career compared to just one season this past year.
Talking with Brian Wagert, Inside Access here on the Fan. Brian, are you surprised that they haven't? You've got a Lamar potential extension you could do, a Kyle Hamilton, Tyler Linderbaum, even a Derrick Henry. Did you think they'd have at least one of those done before the draft?
You know, there's still a chance they could get one of those done mm-hmm. before the draft. And I would think if there is one that gets done before the draft, it would probably be Henry, maybe Hamilton. But I would probably lean more on in the Derrick Henry vein. That said, look, there's time for them to get all of those deals done. I think Lamar probably has the longest runway to get that deal done. You know, that said, I think Hamilton's a guy they will also look at. They certainly want to prioritize, and he's a guy that, you know, is probably going to be the highest paid safety in the NFL, which is a big chunk of money. So, you know, I would expect that to get done. Linderbaum will be interesting because you've got some options there with franchise tag and fifth-year option and different ways to go about that, you know, could potentially benefit them rather than signing him to an extension now. And, you know, he has dealt with some injury. Look, I think he is the perfect type of player. I think he's a guy who probably plays for the long term here in Baltimore for his career. He just fits them in so many ways. You know, as long as he can stay healthy, you know, as I mentioned, he's had some injury issues, most notably neck, that he's dealt with. And, you know, that's a tough position physically. So as long as he holds up, I would expect him to get paid pretty well. And I think that's another reason, guys, that, you know, this draft is important in terms of those 11 picks, because they need to build up some young talent that, you know, comes on the cheap, because they have quite a number of guys, whether it's Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, you know, Kyle Hamilton, Tyler Linderbaum, who are going to get paid, and they're going to need to pay, you know, Isaiah Likely is another guy. So to me, that's, you need to build up some guys that you can plug in and play in the next year or so with all these big contracts coming due.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Brian, thank you as always for your time. I'll see you at lunch tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Hey, League at Large coming up next. And the Ravens, as we've documented, pick late in the first round, 27th to be exact. Let's hear from a couple of coaches who pick ahead of the Ravens. D'Amico Ryans, Kevin O'Connell. What do they have to say about the draft and free agency? We'll hear about it next. League at Large here on the Fan.